persons under relation.
Yeah, they still have my father's sister's still living, and one of mother's brothers was still living, and his wife.
Oh, yeah.
So, mom got wrecked.
Yeah.
This tape will become part of the Scandinavian Immigrant Experience Collection at Pacific Lutheran University. The date today is November 12, 1982. The interview is taking place at the home of Olga Solheim and is being conducted by Inger Carr. What is your full name?
Olga Johanna Solheim.
Maiden
Christiansen.
Christiansen.
Mm-hmm.
Solheim.
Yeah.
Christiansen, is that C-H or K?
Well, either way.
How do they spell it in Norway?
V-C-H.
Did you?
Yeah, up there. Well, somehow wrote it with K.
Ah.
Just how they felt like.
When and where were you born?
I was born in Falkfjorden, in Vesterålen, på Lofotøyen. Østbogeia.
What's the first name you said?
Falkfjorden.
Falkfjord. Can you spell that?
F-A-L-K-F-J-O-R-D. Falkfjord.
Where is it?
Det på Østbogeia oppi Lofotøyene.
Oh, it's near the Lofoten Islands.
Yeah, oppi Lofotøyene.
Way north, huh?
Yeah, north of the Arctic Circle.
Oh. Mm.
Nora Bode.
When were you born?
In 1899, July 24th, 1899.
What were your parents' names?
Ole or Gunelia.
Gunelia?
Yeah.
What was her maiden name? Gunelia what?
Olsen.
Olsen and Ole?
Ole Christiansen.
Christiansen.
Yeah.
Tell me something about them. What did they do?
My father was a fisherman for Lofoten.
And your mother stayed home and took care of the family?
Yeah.
Did you live on a farm or?
Yeah, we lived in the country, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we had a crutcher there.
Had a what?
We had cattle.
Did you? Many or just enough for you or?
Just enough for ourselves.
Uh-huh.
Goats and sheep and cows.
And did you grow the own grain for them too?
Well, we didn't use grain. We used hay and
but you
and stuff.
Grew enough for them?
Oh, yeah.
For them.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah, you had to.
Uh-huh. Up there, I bet
you. You had quite a few months of winter there.
Yes, that's right. Was it way out so you weren't near anybody else? Were you living on an island?
No. Yeah, it was a big island, but there was a fjord where I was born.
Mm.
See, inland. Not a very deep fjord. There was seven neighbors.
Oh.
That was all we had right there.
Mm-hmm.
Near where I was born.
Was it pretty desolate? Weren't there many trees or anything?
No, not trees.
No trees.
Hardly. Well, birch and mountain ash was about all the willows and things like that would grow, not any evergreens.
Oh. But you could grow your own garden?
Oh, yeah. In most years, yeah. Potatoes.
Mostly potatoes, was it?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. You grow potatoes, all right.
Mm-hmm.
But the year I was home, in 68, they had such a bad winter or summer that nothing was growing.
Oh, so that happens sometimes, huh?
That's the first one that I was the worst they ever had in over 100 years.
Mm.
And I'll say it was worse because I never saw anything like it.
Is that right?
It snowed in July.
Oh.
Snow way down in the mountains side.
Was your father gone a lot then when he was fishing?
Yeah, in the winter he was gone all winter for about 3 months.
Oh, in the wintertime?
Yeah. På Lofoten, they fisk fisken om vintern.
What do they fish up there? What for?
Codfish. That's where you get your cod liver oil.
Oh. Is that right?
Yeah.
Oh. How many children in your family?
Four.
Four. Tell me their names and what they did.
Well, Alfil was the oldest, and so was Clara, and so was jeg, and so was my bror, Olaf.
Olaf. Now, what, did the girls stay in Norway?
Oh, no. They come. We all came to America, all four of us.
Oh. What did they, not you, not, but the rest of them, what did they do after they got to America? What kind of...
Well, they was farmers' wives.
Oh.
The two of them.
Uh-huh.
And my brother was just 22 when he died.
Oh.
He got pneumonia.
Oh. Did they settle in the Midwest?
In Montana.
Montana, okay.
Northeast Montana, where we lived for quite a few years. And then my sister, older sister, they left and moved to Alaska.
Where in
Alaska? Up to Ketchikan.
Ketchikan?
Mm-hmm.
Is that right? What did they do up there? Fish or...
No, I think, well, he was doing fishing too, I guess, and he worked in a coal storage, I think.
Oh.
I never asked them what they done.
Do you remember your grandparents?
Oh, yeah. Only my one grandmother, my mother's mother.
What was her name?
Gertrude.
Gertrude, did
she Gertrude here.
Yeah. Did she stay with you or something?
Before? Yeah, she lived with us.
Oh. Do you know her husband's name, your grandfather?
Yeah, that was Ole Pedersen.
Was he a fisherman too?
I guess so, but he died long before I was born, because he died before my mother even was married. I guess she was about 15 when he died.
But your mother grew up right there?
Yeah.
So that's what
that was the same farm we lived on.
You lived on?
Yeah.
Her farm.
Yeah, that I was see. The farm that my mother had grown up on.
Mm. How about your father's parents?
Well, they was both dead long before I was born, and they had the farm too there.
Oh, did you know their names?
Yeah. Christian Gabrielsa. Oh, Ho Ingborg. Christian Gabrielsen.
So they took your mother's name, not your father's name, right?
No, Christian. Well, that, my father's name was Christian, Ole Christiansen.
Mm-hmm.
And he took his name from his dad's first name, Christian Gabrielsa.
I see. What was their grandmother's name?
Ingborg.
Ingborg.
Yeah.
You remember that?
Yeah. Well, of course, they was dead in the years before I was born, so I never knew any of them.
Yeah. Tell me something about your home. Was it pretty good sized?
Yeah. For that country, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was a good size. Yeah.
Did your mother have to do all the...
housework.
Oh, not
taking care... You know, we had to take care of all the cattle.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That was something a man wouldn't do up there.
Yeah, even when he was home, they wouldn't, would they?
Uh-uh.
No. But there were three girls then, and your mother.
Yeah.
That did it then.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Of course, my oldest sister was 13 years older than me.
Oh.
So by the time I was big enough to do it, the other two was gone.
Oh, I see. That didn't help much then, did it?
No. Because she was 13 years older and the next was 6 years older than me.
Mm-hmm. Was there school there that you went to?
Yeah, we had for school. We mutte. We. Excuse me, I almost start talking Norwegian. I got to use English, all right. But I forget myself.
That's
yes,
fine.
We had to go to school. We had to stay with people and go to school, because the school we had to go to Holløya, and that was on a other. Well, it was in kind of an island there.
Oh, different but, island.
Yeah, and there was lots of people there, lots more people there, and that's where the schoolhouse was, and so we had to stay there.
Oh.
When we started school in the fall. Mm-hmm. When we were small, we yet 3 weeks we stayed there. Mm-hmm. And then we was home for 6 weeks. Then we went for 2 weeks. And then when we was, that was the first 3 years.
Uh-huh.
That way. Then the second year, we got in second class, what they call it. Then we went, yeah, the same, but the same way. But when you got the third class, which when you was 10, 11,
mm-hmm.
11, 12, and 13. Then you stayed 3 weeks at a time.
Mm-hmm.
And got to school, and then you was home for 4 weeks or 5 weeks.
Oh, this was kind of the winter time, wasn't it?
Yeah, we started in, I suppose we started in September.
Yeah.
And went till May.
But then you weren't all gone from the home at the same time then?
No.
So that was kind of good, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
If you had quite a few home, you had always had a few home.
Sure, sure, that's right. But now, like at Christmas time, you were probably all home together.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we had a off then for a couple of weeks. There was mm-hmm. no classes at all.
Mm-hmm. Did you tell me about Christmas at your home?
Oh, I don't know how to tell it. I would have to start talking Norwegian, and that wouldn't do.
Oh, that's all right.
No.
That's all right. Well, did you have a tree?
We didn't have a tree. We had a kind of in school. We had a tree
mm-hmm.
for the, everybody came there.
Oh, uh huh.
Kind of the whole community there, all and where the kids would get the, you know, so they got the tree for that. But at home you couldn't buy a Christmas tree up there because there was no trees to go and buy.
But now that party they had in school, and when did they have that? You said you went home for Christmas.
Yeah, but they had it a few days. Well, you come there Christmas Eve and took it in.
And you all went?
Oh, yeah.
Oh. So you didn't stay home Christmas Eve then?
No, not the Christmas Eve, but the between Christmas and New Year they had the party in school.
I see.
Because, no, Christmas Eve we stayed home.
Mm-hmm.
And Christmas Day we stayed home. You didn't go no place on Christmas Day.
Did you go to church?
No, we didn't even go to church on Christmas Day because you had to row for about 2 miles or 14 miles in English.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It was too far in that time of the year.
Yeah, it was cold.
Uh-huh. And how?
So you didn't have a church there on that little island then?
No, no. They didn't have churches except the church was for Hasselø, and that was, as I said, 14 miles, English miles, from home.
So did you get to church very often?
In the summer we did.
Uh-huh.
But not in the winter.
No.
You stayed home. No. Period.
Yeah. Then your father was home in the summertime too then, so you could all
go. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, then we could go to mm-hmm. church.
But did you have to stay there with the pastor for confirmation too then?
Yeah. We stayed with people someplace or another for a month. We got to confirmation.
Mm-hmm. So what did you do Christmas Eve then in your home when you didn't have a tree?
Oh, sit around singing Christmas songs, you know.
Uh-huh.
Visiting around. On Christmas Eve you could visit around, but not Christmas Day. You
stayed home.
That was something you stayed home.
Did you have any presents?
Oh, a little bit, but not like they do nowadays.
No, I know. But your mother probably saw it too.
We had something new went away.
Sure.
Even if it was just a form of clothes or something.
Permittance or socks or something.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or a hair or a cap.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What kind of food did you have Christmas Eve?
Grease and green grit.
Uh-huh. What else?
Oh, well, little different things, you know. And on Christmas Day, we always had what we called the steak, and the new browned meat. Well, it would be really a brown stew here. That's what you would call it, but we brown the meat and brown the flour and made gravy on it and let it cook.
Mm-hmm.
And used cloves and bay leaves in it, onions. It's delicious. Love it yet.
You cut it up in small pieces or you use it the whole?
No, cut it up in small pieces.
Like stew?
Yeah. We only left it in bigger pieces and stew.
Oh.
What we stew here, but but there it was.
Kind of serving size pieces, maybe?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You put vegetables in it, or?
No.
Oh, just the meat.
Yeah.
What did you eat it with then?
Well, we had potatoes and stuff and on the side, but never wet the gravy and the meat.
Uh-huh. Did you have lutefisk on Christmas Eve?
No. We didn't use much lutefisk home there. So we use it there for every day in the winter, you know.
Wasn't special.
No. It wasn't like here.
No. So then Christmas Eve, you just had Rosengrund, or what else did you have?
Oh, boy, don't ask me. After 60-some years, you forget.
Did you have a lot of baked goods?
I know. Oh, yeah. He made all kinds of baked goods, you know, kringle and stuff. But
all kinds of cookies? And
oh, yeah. Left some of them. Forget.
Yeah, right. You didn't have Rosengrund?
No. Not very often.
Could you use the cream, or did you?
Oh, yeah, we could, yeah.
You didn't ever sell your milk or your cream?
No, no, we just made butter from it and used for our own use.
Did you make your own goat's cheese, too?
Oh, and how? Every day we made, during the summer, we made the white goat cheese, and then we saved that stuff and cook it down, and then made another batch the next day and then cooked it together and then worked it over till it was smooth and nice and made it in big bricks about like this.
Mm-hmm. You didn't put the white and the red together, you say? No.
No, no,
no.
No.
Made the red the next day?
Yeah. Every other day we made the brown stuff. Mm-hmm. We always made white cheese every day.
Is that better than the brown?
Well, it's a difference. It's more like this cheese you buy here in the store, this white cheese.
Mm.
They have some there. It's pretty much like it.
White goat cheese they have in the store here?
They haven't. No, not goat cheese.
No.
No, it's just made out of cow milk.
Yeah, that's right. They have the brown goat cheese.
Yeah, you can buy the shipped in from Norway.
Mm-hmm. Ekte?
Yeah. And it isn't acta, though.
No, it isn't.
It isn't as good as what we used to make.
No, you're right, it isn't. What else about when you were little? What else? What did you have to do? What was your job?
Oh, everything I could do.
Is that right?
We card wool, do things like that. You had to learn and learn to knit. Crochet. Always use your hands busy.
Bake and cook and.
Oh, yeah, you had to learn to do that kind of stuff. Baka lefse.
Yeah.
Even when you was so small, you had to stand on a chair like that to reach up to the table where we was working. You know, they had great big tables.
Mm-hmm.
It was about as long as from here and over to that window there.
Mm-hmm.
And wide, and three grown people could stand there and roll lefse and flatbread right there on that.
They got the lefse and flatbread that way.
Or they used to bake lots of flatbread because we eat that all the time.
Do you still do it?
Oh, once in a while I get ambitious and make some.
Was that potato lefse, or what kind of lefse was that you made?
No, that was the other kind, what we call a neke lefse. You haven't seen it.
Is it real thin?
No, yeah, it's thin, all right, but it's made, and then we put it on the stove just to kind of set it. And then you take it off, and then you make a paste, and you work that over them. And then you put them on and bake them so they get dry again. And then they get hard, you know, but then you soak them, and then you have a lefse, real no-lice lefse.
Oh, that's what that is.
Yeah.
Mom makes what she calls a hardanger lefse, only it isn't the race. It's real,
no.
Real thin.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, I do them, too. Mm-hmm. For Christmas, I got the stocking, you know.
Mm-hmm. What else was your childhood?
Oh, we used to always be out on the snow.
Did you? A lot of skiing?
Skiing and sleighing and...
Uh-huh.
Lots of fun.
Did you make your skis? Did your father make your skis? Or?
No.
Oh.
No. We used to, when I was a kid, I broke more than one barrel out of my dad's. I guess he felt like breaking my neck. Get to find a barrel, and I took it and tear it to pieces, you know, and make my staves off.
Oh.
Slayed. Well, I didn't have any other skis till I got any. When my brother got old enough, he bought them a pair of skis. Mm-hmm. Of course, I had to use them.
Sure.
I was 5 years older than my brother. Why shouldn't I?
That's right.
Yeah.
So what did you do after you got through school?
Well, I was home 1 year there. I stayed home and helped mother do all kinds of work like that around the farm. And I took care of my neighbors. He was a widower, and I took care of his cattle too, for a year there.
Were you the only one left at home then? No,
yeah.
Your brother was there.
Yeah,
brother?
My brother, he was 5 years younger than me, so he was going to school in the winter.
Really spread out in your family.
Yeah, we were. Mm-hmm. 5, 6, 7 and years between us. So.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I had mine closed, so they could all be together.
Yeah.
And it's lots nicer.
Mm-hmm. So you stayed home for a year and you worked there.
Yeah, and then I came to America.
Well, what made you decide you wanted to come to America?
Well, I had my two sisters here.
Oh, they'd already gone.
Oh, yeah, they was here in the one sister came here in 11 and one in 13.
Oh, why?
And I come in 16.
Why did they decide, why did they come? Was there
something
here?
My oldest sister, she was married. And her husband met up with somebody where he was working. And they decided to come to America. So they did.
Oh, what was his name?
My brother-in-law?
Yeah.
Ticken Olsen.
And they settled in Montana?
Yeah, they homesteaded in Montana. Mm-hmm. They are the ones that then moved to Kitchener, Alaska.
I see.
But so then, I had a couple of years, they sent a ticket to my sister, and she came over here, and she married a farmer, a neighbor there.
Oh.
And so they was both here.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, it was nice to think of going to America anyway.
Why?
You know, us Norwegians like to get out.
Yeah. Oh, you wanted to go someplace. Yes.
Oh, why, sure.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that was the only place to go. That was to America.
Oh. What did they write about it that was made you want to come? Do you remember?
Oh,
what was so great?
Nothing really great about it. Of course, they was telling about the open places.
Oh.
It wasn't so crowded.
Oh, really? Was it crowded in Norway?
Well, it was in a way. No, that place is almost empty for people.
No.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Everybody has, the old people had died out, the young people had gone. There is nobody living there anymore.
Well, what can they do? How can they make a living there anymore?
Well, they could fish like they used to, but they haven't. The young people have left. Some of my herd was living down around Oslo and down in there. Mm-hmm. Somehow went to see.
Well, what did your mother and father think of this when you decided to come too now? Everybody's going to be
gone. They, mother wanted to come to America too.
Oh, she wanted to come.
Oh, yeah. But my dad, he changed his mind. Yes, well, I was still home. My neighbor left there, or from somebody they know from someplace there. And my dad said he had been for the place where the steamship landed, Pomelbo, that day, and this guy was just leaving for America. He says, if I had the ticket, if I had the money for the ticket, he would have gone right now. Too.
Uh-huh. That was before you left.
Oh, yeah, yes, I was just a little kid yet. I can remember my dad saying it when he came home. Mm-hmm. I was about 9, 10 years old. Mm-hmm. His brother was here in Tacoma for 5 years. So you see the family all wanted to get to America.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, tell me about you getting ready to go and when you came.
Oh, when I came. I came in August.
What year?
1916.
You were how old, 14?
I was 17.
Oh, 17. Okay, what did you take with you?
My clothes, that was all.
Uh-huh. Did you come by yourself?
Yeah. All the way.
You have to go get the ticket first? And
no, my sister sent the ticket to me.
She sent the ticket.
Yeah.
How did you feel the day you left?
Well, I don't know. Sorry to leave home, mm-hmm. and still it was exciting to get out, mm-hmm. and see people,
yeah.
in other countries too.
Sure. Did you think you were going to come back?
No, I didn't say I was ever going to go back.
Oh, you didn't?
No, I didn't. Like so many says, oh, I'll be back in 5 years.
Yeah.
I never did that.
Huh.
No.
Wasn't it hard on your mother and father then when you did?
It was hard on mother. Uh-huh. See us all go like that. But that's life for you. Mm-hmm. You can't tie your kids down. You've got to let them go on their own.
Yeah. Where did you sail from?
From Bergen.
What was the name of the boat?
Bergen's Fjord.
Oh, uh-huh. Did you go straight to New York?
Yep.
Oh.
But you know, it was during the World War. One had started already. So we spent...
Sorry.
We spent one night for Orkneyan.
Where's that?
That's the English is the islands is out from England. Well, they used to be Norwegian.
Oh.
But they are English under English rule now and have been for quite a few hundred years now.
Well, why did you have to stay there?
Well, they brought in all ships that was going to America. They brought the English, brought them in there.
Mm.
There was ship, they said there were some of the sailors from Norwegian ships that was laying there.
Mm-hmm.
And they was rowing in a boat and was they couldn't come on board, but they was out there talking to us and they was telling us that they had been there for 6 months already. Tied up. The English, I guess, was trying to get them to enlist in the army and take the ships to use for their own.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
They were from Norway, were they?
Yeah. It was Norwegian boys.
Mm.
It was out there in the boat.
Were you scared when they stopped?
And they kept on telling us that we wasn't going to get to go either. But the next day we got to pull out again.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Scared you a little bit, I bet.
Well, you didn't like it.
No,
that's
no,
for sure.
No. Were you with other Norwegians?
Oh, there was lots of Norwegians on the boat, but nobody I knew from home, no.
Oh, but you got to know them then?
Oh, yeah, met with all kinds of.
How was the trip over?
Oh, fine. I wasn't seasick.
Weren't you?
Nope. But I was lots of seasick from Norway to Kirkwall, where we was tied up that night. Mm-hmm. And after we got out in the Atlantic, they were sick too. There was half a dozen of them that I knew personally. They never got on that for almost the whole trip. It was almost to New York before they start coming back up on deck again. You could see it.
How long did it take you?
3 weeks. 2 weeks. Yeah, we left. I forgot the date when I left. No.
Yeah.
But it was in August before. The last part of August before I got. The whole trip took me 3 weeks, so it must have been 2 weeks on the ocean then. Mm-hmm. Almost. Mm-hmm. Because we spent that one night, 24 hours there in Kirkwall, that would take us back too, you know.
Yes, that's right, yeah.
Yeah.
You enjoyed the trip then?
Oh, yeah. The
food was good?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I liked it. Yeah, I can't complain of the trip at all.
What did you think when you saw Statue of Liberty?
We come in at night.
Oh.
So we was on Ellis Island for one whole day. We spent there going through.
Why did it take so long?
I don't know. They had a whole boatload to go through, you know.
Mm-hmm. You have any trouble though?
No.
You should write
them. I think there was a couple that didn't have the right papers. But the rest of us, they got us through as fast as, and then we was taken into New York and put in some big room upstairs in the railroad station there. Mm-hmm. You could see out over the rooftops if you could find a window that was clean enough to look through.
Pretty dirty, huh?
Oh. And we was packed in there like sardines almost.
Oh.
And there we spent the whole day.
Really? Doing what?
Nothing. Just sitting there. Yeah, for Ellis Island, they come around with selling you a package of food, mm-hmm. sandwiches and fruit and stuff. But this big and like a shopping bag,
uh-huh.
with food in that you will need on the train.
Mm-hmm.
That was $1 we paid for that.
Is that right? You have to have a certain amount of money when you...
Well, you had to have some.
You remember how much it was you had to have?
What was it? $100.
Really? Before they let you in?
Yeah. But you, in them days, you didn't have to have a guarantee like you do now to come in.
Oh, you didn't?
Oh, no. No, you just come in. You didn't have to have... Of course, I had place where I was going.
Mm-hmm.
Just about everybody that came had somebody they was going to,
mm-hmm.
when they came.
But you didn't have to have somebody guarantee for you.
No.
Oh.
No, no. No, you didn't have to. No. In them days, you didn't. So it was easier to come.
Yeah. And then did you take the train then?
Yep. Took the train in New York. And then we was in Chicago, and there we was. They split us up.
Why?
I don't know. And here, they took me and put me on a train from Chicago to Minneapolis. I got into Minneapolis that evening. Another girl, when I come into the station in Minneapolis, there was another girl that I had been chumming with.
Mm-hmm.
And she had come in to Minneapolis too. She was the only one that had been took and sent in there.
On a different train?
On a different train.
What did they do that for?
That I can't figure out. Because they wasn't supposed to do that.
What do you mean they weren't supposed to split you up?
Well, they should have had somebody with us or let us know what was going on.
Oh, sent you all by yourself, huh?
Yeah, just the two of them. I was on one train and she was on another. I think she was in the same cabin as I coming over.
I see, so you got to know her.
Yeah, so we know each other well. There she was sitting and then I sat there. So we were sitting on a bench there. Nobody met us. They were supposed to, you know.
Yes.
There was nobody there.
The immigration authorities, weren't they?
No.
They were supposed to have immigration authorities.
The line was supposed to have somebody there to meet us.
Mm-hmm.
And so we were sitting there. It was nearly midnight. So a fella came and talked to us, and he was a Norwegian, so he could talk.
Oh, good.
And he wanted to know what happened, that we were sitting here like this.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he said we didn't know. Because there was supposed to have been somebody here to take care of us, and there wasn't. So he says, well, you can't sit here all night. So he says, there is a hotel right around the corner. You go out the back door on the station, and next door was a hotel there. So he says, I'm sure you can get the room there so you can sleep.
Mm-hmm.
So we did. He went with us and got the room for us, so we had to pay for the room ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
So we stayed there that night, and then the next morning we took our suitcase and went back to the station again. Here comes the whole bunch of our fellow passengers. They have been on the train from Chicago to Minneapolis that night. There they come in. There the agent was and meet them.
Somebody sure got mixed up.
So, he says, well, come on, all of you. I says, what do you mean? Are you the agent? Yeah. Well, I says, why didn't you meet us here last night? We come in here last night and you were supposed to have been here and meet us. He had nothing to say to that.
Oh, he didn't say anything.
No, sir.
Somebody put you on the train you weren't supposed to go yet.
No. We should have been with the rest of them because our train, she was going up to Canada and I was going out to Montana.
Mm-hmm.
And we would have been going on the same train clear up to Flaxen, North Dakota.
Mm-hmm.
And here we was. I was sent and she was sent. Oh. Was I disgusted with them? Some of those people that was there on the train come into the station. They was going to Duluth and North Dakota places, you know.
Uh-huh.
And there was one girl going clear out here to Billingham. And they was all come all on that morning train.
Where are they? Had they sat in New York all that time?
No, they had been in Chicago.
All night?
They came on the train
from
Chicago at night. They spent the night on the train instead. Mm-hmm. And we spent the day on the train. Well, I told that guy, you should have been here last night and met us. Have you been sitting here all night? I wasn't scared to tell him either. That's one thing about it. But we got along all right. So.
And then what did you do then? Get on the train again?
Well, they put us on the train, on the right train.
Okay, now you went on the train then to Montana?
Yep, to Dooley, Montana.
What?
Dooley.
Dooley, where's that?
Well, it isn't there anymore, but it's still in northeast Montana.
Close to what town it is now?
Plentywood is the county seat in Sheridan County. It's about 20 miles from the Dakota line.
Oh, and up north, or is it?
Yeah, northeast corner. Mm-hmm. Northeast corner of Montana.
Mm-hmm. And did somebody meet you there?
Yeah, my sister was there.
Oh, was she?
And her husband and the kids.
Oh.
Yeah.
But it was good to see them.
It sure was. Yeah, it was quite something. To see the prairie.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I sure was homesick once in a while.
Were you?
With all that dry country and nothing else.
You didn't like it too well there, huh?
Too hot in the summer and too cool in the winter, but I spent 18 years there.
Okay, so what did you do when you first got there now?
Oh, I got work for the farmers there.
Did you live with different farmers or did you live with your sister?
Well, I lived with my sister for a while there, and then in the spring I got work with on the farmer's place there. Mm-hmm. You get up at 5 o'clock in the morning and work till about 10 at night.
Doing housework or?
Yeah.
Helping. In the house.
Helping in the house. Mm-hmm. Yep.
What kind of wages did you get, do you remember?
Yeah, $3 a week.
Really? And you got your room and board?
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. $3 a week in room and board.
Were they big farms? Is that what it was?
Yeah, pretty good farms. Uh-huh. They farmed about 600-800 acres.
Mm-hmm. What did they grow?
Wheat.
Wheat. It was wheat farming, that's what it was. Mm-hmm. What was the hardest thing when you first came?
Well, not to could talk the language.
How did you learn the language then?
Well, just listening to people talking, mm-hmm. trying to read it. They had the local newspaper there printed in Dooley. I always tried to read the paper. I could get the hang of it. Of course, I couldn't pronounce the words right, but what's the difference? I got the hang of it anyway.
You can't understand them anyway.
Oh, shoot.
You didn't ever go to school to learn the language?
No. Never did.
Was this for Norwegians that you worked for?
Yeah.
Mostly Norwegians?
Yeah, they was Norwegians, yeah. Uh-huh.
Did they talk Norwegian at home then?
Oh, yeah.
So that was really hard to learn the language. You didn't hear?
No, I heard some of it. Oh, yeah, children did talk English mm-hmm. amongst themselves, but they could understand Norwegian too.
Yeah.
Even if there was second generations. Mm-hmm. But I learned most of it after my own kids got started in school.
Oh, did they?
Then I had to help them with the lessons. I had to help them with their spelling and. And that's where I learned my language.
Oh, well, that was quite a few years later then, probably.
Oh, it was a few years, all right. Uh-huh. Oh, I picked up. I was never afraid. I wasn't one of those that was afraid of trying to say the words.
Oh, that's good. That's a good way to learn. Well, how long did you work for farmers then?
I was only a year, and then I got married.
Who did you meet so fast?
Oh, a neighbor. There, and a Norwegian bachelor farming there.
Oh, he had a farm?
Oh, yeah.
What was his name?
Christopher Solheim.
Christopher Solheim. Was he from Norway, too?
Oh, yeah. He was born and raised there in Norway.
Where was he from?
Around Bergen, from Tysnesøya.
Oh.
So, south of Bergen.
Where did you meet him? Did your sister know him?
Yeah, I met him in Dooley there.
Your sister knew him or something?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they knew him. And I met them and the summer I worked and helped somebody else during harvesting threshers. You know, they had to thresh the grain mm-hmm. and they had to feed the threshing crew. Mm-hmm. And my husband was running their rig that was threshing for those people and I was there helping her cooking for them. That's where I first met them.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So you started seeing him then?
Yeah. after a while.
What did you have to do together in a town like that? It wasn't very big.
Nothing much to do.
Wasn't there?
No. All there was. You could go out to Plannable to show mm-hmm. and county seat, mm-hmm. things like that. You wasn't so crazy for doing things like you are nowadays.
Yeah. Was there a church there?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Did you get active in that right away?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. My husband was one of the first ones to help build the church, start the congregation there.
So then you probably went to church together then?
Oh, yes, we did. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was something you do every Sunday morning.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, then, so after a year you decided to get married, or how long did you know each other?
For a year.
Uh-huh.
Then we got married. And
tell me about your wedding.
No wedding at all. Just went to town and got the preacher to marry us.
Oh, really? Did anybody know about it?
My sister knew about it. That was all.
Mm-hmm. That you were going to do it?
Yep.
Didn't they have to go with you? I mean, wasn't there somebody to stand up for you?
We had somebody standing up for us.
Friends then, or what?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we was two couple when I was there. Getting married that the same day. Somebody from Canada was down there and got married too.
Oh, really?
Yeah. McKnight, I guess their name was.
Did you go someplace for a honeymoon or anything?
No, didn't have time.
Oh, what month was it?
In November.
November?
Yeah.
And you came in August of 1916,
and in November of 1917 I was married. All right.
Pretty fast.
Why, sure. Why not?
And he had a farm there then, so then you moved right in, I suppose, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he homesteaded there.
Had he built his house, or?
Oh, yeah.
So he was kind of a carpenter, too?
Oh, well, you had to be.
Uh-huh. Well, was he old enough to learn that in Norway?
No.
Oh.
He was only, he was 16 when he came over here.
Did he come by himself or did his parents come?
No, no. His dad died when he was 6 months old.
Mm.
So, but he had a stepdad and his stepdad. Died while my husband's brother was on his way to America.
Oh. So then your husband decided to come too then, huh?
Yeah, him and his sister came at the same time.
What about the mother?
She stayed in Norway.
By herself?
Yeah, and she then got married again some years later, I guess.
Oh. Well, what kind of place did you have in Montana? It's pretty big.
Oh, well, 320 acres, half a section was what he homesteaded.
Mm-hmm.
And then we rented another half section of land, then some more.
Oh, to raise more wheat?
Yeah. So he was working on it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Well, how about the house? Was it pretty good size?
Nope. Oh, well, check.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Did you add on to it or anything?
Yeah, after a few years we added on to it when we had the kids.
Okay. How many children did you have?
Four.
Tell me their names and what they did.
Well, Myrtle is the oldest one. She lives here in Tacoma.
She's married?
Yeah, well, she's a widow now.
Who was she married to?
Stanley Dreyholz.
Okay, now what, did she work or anything?
She is working out right now.
Oh, is she?
Yeah.
What's she doing?
Housework for the older people here.
Oh.
Most of it over here in this terrace.
I see.
Tacoma Terrace.
Mm-hmm. And do they have children?
Yeah, they have three. That's one granddaughter there lives in Billingham.
Mm-hmm.
One live here and my son live here.
Uh-huh.
In town. But only the oldest one is married. Then I, my next daughter, she lives in California.
Oh.
Down by Hoopa, in Hoopa, California. It's down by, between, it's up in the mountains between Arcata and Redding,
oh.
Up in there, up in the hills.
What's her name?
Gladys.
Gladys what? Is she
married? Lucas.
Does she work or is her husband?
No. Yeah, her husband works. Yeah, I guess she's working too. No, she is working on some kind of, I don't know what it is, she's taking care of backwards kids.
Oh.
And she started working on one of those projects that is going around, mm-hmm. going on, I guess. Mm-hmm. That's what she's doing, no. She, for years, she didn't.
What does her husband do?
In the sawmill. I don't know what he's doing. Then my next daughter, she lives in Boise, Idaho. That's Caroline. And her husband used to work for the railroad. Well, she used to work for the railroad too.
Oh.
As the operator, but she isn't, and she hasn't been. She works in a bank down in Boise, you know. Husband is trying to sell real estate.
Mm.
No. And my youngest daughter, she lives here in town.
What's her name?
Agnes.
Agnes, is she married?
Yeah, Anderson.
Does she work or?
Yeah, she's working too.
What's she doing?
Well, she worked for the county, in the, for the city down here. I can't tell you what the job is. That's
the county city building.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, she isn't. They are moved to the hotel there, no, or
oh.
to the medical arts building, no. They are moved in there, no. You know, the city moved a lot of their offices in there. They bought the
mm-hmm.
medical arts building and they moved in there. Oh, she told me what they call that office she works in. But
that's her. What does her husband do?
He used to work for, he was a policeman, and then he worked for Kmart. But he is retired now.
Uh-huh.
So.
So then you stayed in Montana till your children were grown up, or?
No. My mother was 12 when we left Montana in 34.
Why did you leave?
Because we had a drought, we couldn't grow anything.
Oh.
And my husband was sick for a month there. I didn't think he was going to live for a while there.
Oh, really? How old was he then?
Yeah, how old? That was in the 30s. He was in his 40s.
Oh, not very old.
No.
So
I told him I don't want to stay here another year. I kept on telling him I wanted to go west.
Why west?
Because I always wanted to get to the coast.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And you didn't know anybody out here or anything?
No, but a lot of our neighbors left on there and moved out to Idaho,
mm-hmm.
up around Coeur d'Alene.
Oh.
So we was over, we lived up by Sandpoint for 2 years, and then we moved to Pristor River and lived there too.
What did you do all the time you were there?
He worked in the forest,
uh-huh.
out in the woods.
You just rent a place then?
Yeah. Then we came out here during, in 42.
Oh, the World War II.
Mm-hmm. So he came out and he started working, and I went in the shipyard.
You went to work in the shipyard?
Sure.
What did you do there?
I was a plumber.
Really? Where did he work?
He worked as a laborer around town and around all over. digging ditches and doing. He got in with the, working for a plumber. And he was doing all kinds of work like that.
Why didn't he go to the shipyard?
No, he didn't want to. I don't know why. You'd just as soon not be in there.
You made pretty good wages there, didn't you?
Well, we got around $40-some a week.
Mm-hmm. Were the children old enough to...
The Trion was gone.
Oh.
We came out here in June. Caroline, she had just graduated from high school. And then my niece was here. And she was going down to, she went down to Northern Pacific and saw, but they was training, you know, operators. So my daughter, young Caroline, she got in on that too. Her and my niece went to North Dakota, to Jamestown, and spent 6 months there training as telegrapher. Then she come back out here when she was through and kept working.
Where were the others? You said they were gone. Did they leave home before you left Montana?
Boy, no. Before we left Idaho, because Gladys, she was married. She married a guy from Coeur d'Alene. She was going to school in Coeur d'Alene, and she was out at college there. And Myrtle, she had been to Lewiston for 2 years, normal school, and was teaching school. So she was on her own. We just had the youngest one after we got here.
Mm, and she was old enough to take care of herself. So
She was in high school by that time.
Did you buy this house then?
Oh, this one? No, I just bought that about 8 years ago.
Oh, where did you live?
Oh, we have had, five houses around town here?
Kind of north end of Tacoma?
No, we lived, the first house we bought was on 56th and L. We settled that in, 52, 54? Yeah, we lived there for 9 years, 10 years? And then we bought one over here on 14th and Gannett. Lived there 2 years, sold that. That's when my husband quit working. Then we sold that house, and then we took a trip back east to Minnesota.
Oh.
That's where my husband come to when he came from Norway.
Where in Minnesota?
Albert Lee, mm-hmm. South of Albert Lee.
Mm-hmm.
He came to Emmons, Minnesota.
So you visited back there then for a while that summer?
That summer, yeah. We was back there for about a month. Mm-hmm. No, not quite, because my husband couldn't take the country anymore.
Oh, couldn't he? What was the matter?
Well, it's damp and hot back there, you know.
You better be.
He had been here for a few years, and he liked this country.
Mm. Did you drive back?
Yeah. Yeah, we drove back. So then after that, we used to take a trip back there every year and every other year.
Oh. Did you get back to Norway while he was still living?
No.
Oh, he never got back then?
No, he never did.
When did he die?
In 67.
What did he hit him with? He died of
cancer.
Then you were alone, and you stayed in the house that you had for a while, or?
Yeah, I lived over here on 8th and Anderson then, when he died.
Were you working?
No, I wasn't. I quit working the year before he died because he, well, I was 60, almost 66 then, so I quit working. Yeah.
So you got to be home then for a while before he died.
Yeah. Well, it's a good thing I had quit because, a week after I quit, I was home here, I had to take him to the hospital for the first time.
What do you mean he was in and out of the hospital for a while?
Well, that was the only time, and then he a year later he had an operation and he never got out of it. Yeah.
So when did you go back? Well, first let's talk about, were you active in a church here?
Nope, not here.
You were? You were active in Montana?
Yeah, I wouldn't join another one.
Really? Why?
I don't know why. I don't like them.
Don't you believe anymore?
Yes, but I don't. I don't want to be active in the church.
Oh, do you go?
I refuse.
Do you go?
Oh, once in a while. Mm-hmm. Of course, no, I'm more tied down.
Oh, you don't leave him at all?
Well, I can leave him, but he don't like to be left. Today he thinks he is sick, so he's, he went back to bed again.
Who are you taking care of?
Oh, it's an old man. His name is Hessness. Mm. And he has no family, so. I wasn't doing anything, and he wanted the housekeeper, so I started taking care of him. I used to go. He had an apartment over here. I used to take care of him.
So this is his house?
No, this is mine.
Oh.
This is my own.
You moved him in here?
Yeah. No, I was, after I sold the house on Anderson, year after my husband died, then I was living with my daughter out south of Puyallup there for a year or so, kicking around most of the... In the winter, I stayed out here. In the summer, I spent back east. I went to northern, took the car and drove back. This is in Montana, North Dakota, and Minnesota, and Iowa, and come back and down into Idaho, southern Idaho.
All by yourself?
Oh, by myself, sure. Why not?
So have you been active in Scandinavian organizations at all?
Well, I belong to the Daughters of Norway, but I don't get to go anymore.
Mm-hmm. But you were active, were you?
A little bit.
What did
Not
you do?
Too much. I didn't want to get there.
You didn't want to get too active?
No. I don't want to get tied down with anything. I belong to Nolandslaget too, and I'm going there tonight.
Oh.
Of course, the Nolandslaget from Seattle is going to come over too. Like, so I'll see if there is anybody I know.
Oh, uh-huh.
In the
Was there Scandinavian organizations in Montana you could join when you were there?
No.
Was it?
Not up there in Dooley, but I guess after we left, they got Daughters and Sons of Norway down in Plentywood, but of course we wouldn't have been able to go there anyway because that was 20 miles away.
Mm-hmm. But your husband was really active in the church, wasn't he?
Oh, yeah.
Was he here, too, after you got here?
No. No, he was like me. He didn't want to do... It's not like after we pulled road in Montana, we didn't have no road. Mm-hmm. We didn't want to. Mm-hmm. I don't know why. It's funny, too, because, well, we was there. We was young when we there was there, you know. And after we got out here, he didn't want to do. He started to go to church down there. Maybe when we first came in here to town, and we used to go to Central Lutheran because that was just across the street from where we was had the apartment. But I think the minister must have said something. That didn't he didn't like, and he wouldn't go to church anymore. You better get your robe on, Bill.
Now, have you been back to Norway?
Yeah, I was back in 68.
By yourself?
Yep.
Tell me about that.
Well.
Did you fly?
Oh, heavens, yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I flew.
Did you go all over where you were?
As a kid, yeah. But the weather was so bad that it just was not really enjoyable, but I got to see a few of my old school chums there. There is gone now. There was a few left.
Was your old home here still there?
Oh yeah, that's still there.
Is somebody living in it?
Oh yeah, somebody bought it from my folks after the year after I came to America.
Oh really? What did your folks do then?
Well, they built for Malibu.
Oh.
And lived.
I see.
But where I was grew up, there was other people in there.
Did you teach your children how to speak Norwegian?
Well, when they was little, we talked Norwegian all the time. But, but after they started in school, well, they started talking English, and I talk English with them. That's how I learned my language.
And then they forgot the Norwegian, I suppose.
Oh, they forgot the Norwegian. Of course, they understand some of it when you...
That's what I did, too.
But they don't talk it, though.
Did the same thing. My mother wanted to learn English, so she said, now you speak English to me so I can learn it. And then I forgot the Norwegian. I think that's so too bad.
It is, in a way. They should have. Of course, there was no way I could get hold of books. I suppose I could probably have sent out back east to them, but that was, he didn't know much about.
How about the foods? Did you keep cooking Scandinavian foods?
Oh, once in a while.
when you were in Montana, did you?
Yeah. Once in a while, I did.
The children all learn how to make lefse and everything?
Oh, lefse they can make, all right. And krumkake, fatty mine, and all that stuff.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, they learned that.
Now you have to say something in Norwegian before we talk.
Yeah, we'll do at jeg skal si da. Det gjør ikke noe forskjell hva det jeg sier. Nei, det tror jeg ikke. Det ikke mye å si. Ja, han norsk også. Han kom fra rundt Bergen.
Oh.
Hestnes, his name is.
And you're taking care of him?
Yeah. So he isn't in too good a shape anymore. He's getting pretty old. Well, he's at 92 now, so.
Tell me in Norwegian how you feel about being a Norwegian.
Oh, yeah, I feel like got to være norsk.
More fun.
Yeah, proud of.
Say it in Norwegian.
Oh, I forgot the norske ordet for være proud.
No. Hvorfor er du?
Well, I don't know, hvorfor ikke? Vi jo gode folk. Har vi ikke alltid vært det? Like å være, ta vare på oss selv. Vi ikke slikker så vil ha andre til oss og ta vare på oss hele tiden. Mm-hmm. Vi selvstendige. Står på våre sene to føtter. Vi skal ikke ha noen andre til oss og ta vare på oss. Slik som disse som kommer inn nå til dette landet. Du vet hva jeg mener.
Mange takk.